This is the national radio broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American leader.
We are moving to a time when you can't act arbitrarily. And that was the downfall of Adam, that he acted arbitrarily. He let his own intelligence seduce him to come out of the natural behavior that he was put in, to have fear, to fear consequences of his own actions, to fear the consequences of his own action, and to wonder, well, the name God is there. You know, when God spoke to Prophet Muhammad for the first time, you know he never said God. I'll give you the first five verses that came to Muhammad right now. The first verse that came to Muhammad said to Muhammad, read in the name of your Lord. Didn't say God. Allah. Didn't say Allah. Read in the name. We know Lord is God, but it didn't say God. But right now, the problem for us understanding each other and being comfortable with each other is very much in the name that is popular for us, for the Lord, creator of everything. The Christian church says a Lord, and they mean Jesus Christ, a man who had the Word of God and the Spirit of God in him. Okay? We say Allah, and they wonder who this is. In the time when the public was much more ignorant than it is now, media has really helped educate the public about Islam. Because Islam, people who follow the religion of Islam are so much in world affairs and world issues now. So the media has to recognize that. So the media is educating, helping to educate our public, so that our public will know that when a Muslim say Allah, a Muslim is simply saying God. That's what we are simply saying, God. Not an idol, not God that we imagine or created for ourselves that's different from the God of Abraham. Same God, same God. So the media is helping to educate our public. Now, going back to the saying in the Quran, our Lord, surely you are marshaling the whole of the people, all people, to a day or to a time in which there will be no doubting. I said a day or a time because you know a day with God in Christian language is as a thousand years with man. So, you know, the day could be a thousand years or more or less. Surely you are marshaling the whole of the people, all people, to a day in which there will be no doubting. No doubting. What does that tell us? That man was starts in the garden as a thinker, and his conclusion will be when he has dispelled the darkness. The darkness has been dispelled, and it's all clear. He understands, he sees the issues clearly. The issues for man taking his life to the greatest destiny for human life in human existence, to perfect his life, to reach the maximum productivity for his life, to meet the maximum virtues for his life. So this is a natural urge in the life of people, in the life of humans. Humans are not satisfied to stop where grass stops. Humans are not satisfied to stop where animals stop. Humans don't want to stop until their human curiosity is satisfied. And their curiosity wants to know, who am I? What am I? Why am I here in this world, or on this earth? And what am I being moved toward? What is my destination? What is going to be the conclusion of this life we call human life or human community life? What's the conclusion for that? These are the questions that are naturally in the composition or constitution of man's soul, flesh, mind, and spirit. They're in there, and they're pressing the human life to go forward, for more and more understanding, for more and more clarity. Now when the Quran, when Allah tells us in the Quran that we are being marshaled to a time in which there be no doubting. No doubting regarding what? Regarding whether you can establish a gambling joint in Chicago and be successful? No. To know what God is talking about, what He's talking about as concerns, you need to be familiar with your scripture. For Muslims, the Quran. For Christians, the Gospel or the Bible. For Jews, the Torah or the books of Moses and what their learned men have done to progress their understanding regarding those books of Moses and the other prophets that brought them guidance. So this is where we should look. So when we are talking about the conclusion of things and clarity being established, in the Quran is a day in which there will be no doubting. But in the world of leaders and organizations that's working hard to bring us to a more satisfying existence as humans on this planet Earth, like WCRP, organization that I'm a member of, and also an international president of that, with several other international presidents of that organization. World Religions for Peace, WCRP, World Conference of Religions for Peace. I belong to that organization, and I belong to several other organizations, world organizations. All right, I asked them to. They invited me to Pennsylvania for a big meeting, where the Bishop of Canterbury was at that meeting, to show you how important that meeting was. And they asked me to come up and express myself. I did. When I expressed myself, I told them this. I said, I'm here, and I appreciate your inviting me to be here. I said, what I would like to have you accept me, and the role I would like to have you accept me in, well, what I would like to have you accept from me is my wish that you will let me represent my community and persons on the level of the average member in our congregation. So that when I go back to my community and to our situation as common people, average people, I would like to take the best of what I find in you great leaders who live in the sky. I have to go back and live on the ground. And if you accept me in that role, then I would like to be invited again and again and again. And they eventually made me international president, one of the international presidents of that organization. Praise be to Allah. We thank God. And thank you, because I went on your backs. They wouldn't have seen me unless I was already lifted up by you. Okay? Yes. And my father started it all. His teacher started him, but he started us. Oh, yes. He did a wonderful job. Why I say he did a wonderful job? So Elijah Muhammad, he taught the opposite. He taught what is...
We'll return to today's program after this important announcement. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to the Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's program.